This is More Than Conquerors with your Bible teacher, Pastor Ray Hagestilianos. As a teaching pastor for more than 35 years, Pastor Ray's heart and vision is simply to build up God's army, enabling them to stand strong in their faith. As the senior pastor at Living Word Christian Church in White Plains, New York, Pastor Ray will challenge you today to begin your walk in integrity and victory, forever changing your life as transformed by the power of God. More Than Conquerors is supported by the generous gifts of listeners like you. You can find us online by going to livingwordchurch.org.
Roaming freely throughout this earth and operating best in its atmosphere of chaos is Satan, mankind's greatest enemy. He'll boldly steal your goods, destroy your joy, mess up your finances, confuse your emotions, scatter your family, try to kill your body, or do whatever it takes to make you, the Christian, as ineffective for God's use as possible. He's also devious enough to know that some will expect these attacks and meet him head on with the power of prayer, dramatically limiting his chances for success. So he goes to the one place where all the truths God has given us for a life of power and victory are stored. His battleground of choice, your mind. You'll learn from this six-part study entitled Choosing Chaos or Putting Your Mind in Order, thinking bad thoughts is as easy as thinking good thoughts. So the battle is always about putting our minds back in order. Chaos or order? Which will you choose?
Jesus wants you to know tonight that it is by grace that you have been saved. And this is not of yourselves. This is the gift of God. Yes, it's the free gift, the unmerited favor of God towards us. And tonight we're not going to fall to the tricks and the schemes of the enemy that wants to trip us up. But God wants you to rise up as the conquerors that He has created you to be. That you have power over sin. You have power over demonic forces. You have power over these things. And it's time for us, the believers, to rise up and to cast off the works of the devil, to cast off the tauntings of the enemy, to rise up in the power and the strength and the grace of God. Hallelujah. And to live powerfully and to live in the joy and the peace and the presence of Almighty God. Right now, we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you for that empowerment from heaven. We thank you for the grace that comes from above. We're not going to live in guilt and shame and fear. We're going to live by faith and live in the power. And we're going to live and be all that God has called for us to be. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory. Can you receive that tonight? You see, the devil would want you to feel like a worm, but Jesus has made you more than a conqueror. The devil would want you to think there's no hope and it's never going to get better. But Jesus is our hope and He is our future. For in Him we live and move and have our very being. So tonight, don't let the enemy beat you up. Don't let God's people beat you up. You rise up and be bold in the things of God. And when you mess up, come on, everybody say it. When you mess up, and just keep walking in the grace of God because we need it every day. Come on, glory to God. And you be what God has called for you to be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to talk to you a little bit about putting your mind in order. Putting your mind in order. So we're talking about putting your mind in order. And it's pretty interesting because our mind is a pretty tricky thing. And if we're not on top of it and keeping our mind in order, we're going to be in big trouble. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So this is where all the trouble is. See, this is where the battle is right here. It's between these two ears and this cranial cavity called the brain, the mind. And this is where, battles are really fought and won or fought and not won. amen, or not fought at all. So this is where all the trouble starts. It starts in the mind. And if we can get hold, and the Bible talks a lot about the mind and what we ought to do with the mind. And if we could, if we just get these scriptures and these verses and begin to meditate on them and see that our minds are not, you know, one man once said it this way to me, and I thought it was so powerfully said. He said, you know, you could think a good thought just as much as you could think a bad thought. You could think a faith thought just as much as you could think a doubt thought. You could think a clean thought just as much as you can think a dirty thought. He said, really, it's just a matter of what thought you choose to think. And that's going to make all the difference in which way you're going to end up or what direction or what decision you're going to make in life. So you need to understand that we've got to get this mind in order, because I think a lot of us, our minds are scattered, our minds are all over the place, and we find that it really hinders our walk with God sometimes, and it hinders a lot of things. Anybody can say amen to that. So one of the things, a couple of things that I learned about, first, the trouble starts here. This is where all the trouble begins. That's usually, if I could get ahead of a thought, or kill it before it grabs hold in my brain, I've won. But on the other hand, if I let that thought take hold and I don't deal with it properly, and I don't do what the Word of God tells me to do with these thoughts and these different things, then that thought can become, you know, a stronghold in my life, and it could actually direct the outcome of my life or the decisions that I make in my life. So it's so important to understand that the trouble all starts right here. A lot of times people are blaming the devil. And the devil isn't directly responsible, but sometimes he'll put a thought.
That's right.
And sometimes if he doesn't put a thought directly in your mind, what he'll do is he'll use another human.
Right.
And I found this to be true so many times. You tell me if I'm telling the truth here or not. So many times that well-meaning and sometimes not well-meaning believers will be, they're saved, they love God. But often because they themselves, their minds aren't really renewed the way they're supposed to be. They themselves are being used of the enemy to sometimes say things to people that can knock the life out of them or knock the faith out of them or knock the peace out of them. Anybody ever have that experience? You see, so that's why, you know, we as believers need to be very responsible. Let me just go down this road for a minute. Very responsible what we say to people. The words that we use, because we could be responsible for causing a young one to trip or fall or go off course, or you could knock someone's faith out of their life. You could hurt somebody with your words. So it's very, very important for us to understand that, because words end up here in your brain. And words, if they're not dealt with, become thoughts. And thoughts, if they're not dealt with, become strongholds. And then what happens, you begin to act on what you think. So everybody understand where I'm coming from. So it's so important to understand the value of doing certain things from the Word of God to keep your mind in order. You've got to keep your mind in order. And one of the other things that I found out, you tell me this is not true, it seems like just when I get my mind in order, it starts to go out of order again. It tends towards chaos. If you're not on top of it and you're not doing what the Word tells you to do with your mind, you're going to find that your mind's always going to end up chaotic. And when you have a chaotic mind, you're not thinking clearly. You can't hear God clearly, you see. And often, let me just go another step here, because this is also true. A lot of times a chaotic mind has to do with a spirit that's chaotic. A spirit that's not really spending time with God and in prayer and, you know, quieting itself down and listening to the voice of God and following and being directed by God. So often you can end up with a chaotic mind because your spirit, you haven't been quiet in the presence of the Lord and you don't know what to do or what decisions to make or even what thoughts. You can't even filter the thoughts. Sometimes you're not even sure what thoughts are of God and what thoughts are not of God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But that's not the way God would have it to be in our lives. That's not the way it should be. Our minds should be in order. They should be sharp. They should be clear. They should be able to distinguish right from wrong, good from evil. They should be able to hear clearly the voice of God. You know, of course, he speaks to our spirit, but we're going to understand it with our mind as well, right? So the Bible talks a lot about thoughts and things about your mind. So I want to talk about several things that we need to do to put our mind in order. So the very first thing we want to talk about tonight is found in Romans chapter 12. And let's read verse 2. Let's read verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Boy, we don't hear enough messages in this day and age that we live about presenting our bodies being living sacrifices, holy, acceptable to God. And the Bible tells right here that it's our reasonable service. It's just reasonable. It's not unreasonable.
Right.
It's not unreasonable for us, for God to ask us to live clean and to live right and to live holy and to present our bodies. Every day we ought to be presenting ourselves to God, and most certainly our bodies. Help me today, O God, to live clean, to live right, to do right today. I want my body to be used for your purposes and not my own purposes, or for, you know, evil purposes or for sinful purposes. It's getting awfully quiet in here. So it's our reasonable service. Now, notice what it says in verse 2, because this is where we want to get to. And do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world. You see, where the world is constantly, and the pressures of the world in this society are constantly trying to cause us to conform to this world, the enemy, to trying to get us to conform to the pattern of this world. But the Bible tells us that we're not to be conformed to this world. You know, you can read some other verses that says that, you know, teaches us that we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Our citizenship is of heaven. So we ought to be looking to heaven and to God and to the Word of God as our pattern, not this world. Now, we can live in this world. We should enjoy while we live in this world. But this world should not affect the believer to the point that it is causing the believer to be conformed to the fashion, the dictates, the passions of this world. So it says, do not be conformed. That's a warning. Do not be conformed to this world. And let's read the second part. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. So the way to not be conformed to this world is to be transformed by the Word of God in your life. But notice what it says, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, that word renewing of your mind, or that phrase renewing of your mind, what it means is to get a fresh or a brand new supply. So really what the Word is teaching us is that the way we're not going to be conformed to this world is that we are to get a fresh supply of God's Word in our life on a regular basis, which will have a transforming effect on our thinking, which eventually will affect our lives.
That's right.
Because your life is going to be affected by the thoughts you think.
That's right.
Right? You think a thought long enough and you're going to act on it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, you know, a thought starts out as a thought, and then you start to put voice to it. And then you start talking about that thing and thinking about that thing and rehearsing that thing. And ultimately, you will do what you have thought about and what you have been putting voice to. So that's why the warning is getting, first principle about getting your mind in order, is that you need a fresh supply of God's Word on a regular basis, because that is what's going to transform your life, transform your thinking, transform everything that has to do with your life. It's by getting a fresh supply of God's Word. Thank you for that half a hand clap somewhere out there. That brings me back to this issue. This is why Pastor Ray constantly talks about the necessity, the importance of coming to church and getting the Word of God. Yeah. Folks want to know, why doesn't anything change in my life? Because you still have stinking thinking. And your stinking thinking ain't changing because you're not filling it with a fresh supply of good information. You don't come to church. You don't listen to the Word. You read the word like you read Time magazine or something, man. It's not transforming you. Now, listen, the Word is going to make a difference in your life, right? We know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, right? So you can read the Word and you can build yourself up. But there's nothing like coming to church and hearing the Word of God broken open for you. That's where your mind is going to be, you know, have fresh supply. And that's where changes are going to happen. How many times people come to church, and it just happened to me this week. Someone in the church was going through something and made an appointment to come and talk with me. And, you know, came and said, well, Pastor, you know, I don't even really need to be here. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, Sunday after, or it was Saturday night, after you gave that sermon on Saturday night, I got my answer. I realized, you know, the Word of God just gave me exactly what I needed. That message really resonated within me. And my, you know, I'm totally okay now. My mind is all right. You know, I'm not freaking out. I'm not gonna flip out. I'm not gonna lose my mind. I got courage. And see, because you came to church and you got a fresh supply of good information that was given to you that helped your mind to be renewed and to be changed. See, our mind needs to be renewed of many things. A lot of the old religious things. We got to get a fresh supply of God's information because religion has kept people bound. Religion has kept people thinking backwards. Religion has caused people to miss out on the glorious presence and peace and grace and power of God in their lives. So our mind needs to be renewed. But the way it's going to be renewed is by the Word of God. That's how the transformation comes. Actually, in this, where it says here, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. That word comes from the word metamorphosis. It's a total and absolute change. You know, you just change into something else. You will change by the renewing of your mind. You will change when your mind is renewed by the Word of God. That's why, I mean, I don't know. Some people will sit and just listen to the word be preached. They'll not do a thing about it. You know, they judge your preaching on how much you make them laugh or how, you know, they don't look at it and listen to it and say, how does this affect my life? What do I need to do with my life? How do I need to apply this to my life? Because the change will come as you receive the Word of God and begin to act on it and begin to speak it and begin to live it. Does that make sense to everybody? So the renewing of the mind takes place by the Word of God. And this is not a one-time experience.
That's right.
Your mind doesn't get renewed one time and then never needs to be renewed again. I found that my mind needs to be renewed every day. I need to be in the Word every day. I need to be listening to the Word every day. That's why we make the Word available on CDs and on the website. And that's why we're blessed to have Christian TV so that you can listen to the Word of God and have your mind renewed by it. Because the way you're going to get your mind in order is by getting the Word of God and learning what God has to say about your circumstances and situations. Does that resonate with anybody here today? So do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. So in other words, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't fight the world. We should renew our mind.
Amen.
Too many people struggle by fighting against things. I got to fight against the spirit of the world. No, you don't have to fight against the spirit of the world. You need to be transformed by the Word of God, and then you will be what God wants you to be, and you'll be nothing like the world. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to everybody? So you don't fight against it. You just be transformed by this. Too many people have their attention too much on what they shouldn't be when you ought to be focused on what you ought to be, what God's made you to be by the Word of God. Sometimes people are, you know, like worried about, you know, focusing too much on the fact that they're a failure or they're a sinner. People love to just live in the sin realm. Well, yeah, the fact of the matter is we are all sinners, but we're sinners that have been saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. And sin has no power over us anymore. So instead of me fighting sin, I ought to be having my mind renewed by the Word of God and becoming more of what God wants me to be. Sin will just fall away. Does that make sense to everybody? It doesn't mean I'm not going to have trouble with sin. That's not going to try to come up. But the more my mind is renewed by the Word of God, the more I become godlike. The more I become, you know, I become what God has already made me to be and what God wants me to be. And the less appetite and the less appeal I have for the sins of the flesh. When I first got saved, I think I shared this with many of you. You know, I grew up in the disco generation. In fact, the other couple weeks ago, last week I turned on television. They had a whole thing on the 70s music. And I'm hearing these tunes, man. And I'm like, woo! I'm just about ready to get up and start doing my old disco stuff. I mean, let me tell you, it started pulling stuff. I'm like, man, I started going back to places. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I remember when. I knew exactly where I was when that song just struck me, you know. This was going on in my life. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about? Woo! And I was listening to that music. But back then, when I first gave my heart to the Lord And you know that I was listening to Apostle Price on TV, and I had no understanding of fighting against sin or what I was supposed. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I was just listening to the word that he was preaching, and it was resonating with me. It was making sense to me. And the more I was receiving the word, the less I wanted to go to the discotheque. The more I became transformed, I was being renewed, and I didn't even realize it. It was the word that was taking effect in my life. And this flip take, I was being changed by the very word of God. So often people, you know, get on this thing and they fight against this and fight. Don't fight against anything. Be renewed by the word of God. Be changed and transformed by the renewing of your mind, which comes from the word of God. The more you know the word, the more the word that you allow into your life, the more you open up your heart to the word, the more you're going to be changed. You're going to be renewed. It's just going to happen just like that.
Amen.
You see, people say, you know, it's more important to get people's focus on the word than on what they have to change in their life. Because sometimes people feel powerless over the things in their life. That's where God comes in. That's where the power of God comes in. I don't focus so much on those things. What I focus on is the word of God. And as I feed on the word of God, as my mind starts to get transformed, my life begins to change right before me. That's what happened to me. So we don't have to fight against, and we do sometimes. I mean, we understand that sin is a struggle. We will have a struggle with, but don't focus on that. Go back to the word of God and give your mind a fresh supply of the word of God, which will cause the transformation in your life. I've not met a person yet that I know of that's in this book is solid with coming to church regularly and not just coming just to do, you know, go through the motions to say, well, I've got to go to church, so let me just go to church. I've yet to met a person who's serious about the word of God in their life where they read this word and they meditate on this word and they're asking God, change me, transform me. I want to know you. I want to know this word. I've not yet met a person that's had a heart like that whose life isn't solid and strong and free from the bondages of sin. They walk in power. They walk in peace. They walk in the joy. Doesn't mean life is perfect and they don't have challenges and they don't have trials. Everybody goes through that. But I've yet to meet a person who has not been transformed by the word of God when they take this word seriously.
Amen.
And they act on this word like they mean it. And they begin to put it into operation. That's what transformed me. You see? And you know, I was telling you, sir, as I'm getting the word and I'm sort of like 1 foot in the world and one foot in the discotheque and 1 foot in the kingdom. I'm dancing with this leg and I'm standing straight with this leg. That's what was going on. This leg was going like this and this leg, the more the word's getting shot into my heart. I'm in the discotheque dancing. I'm thinking, what am I doing here?
That's right.
All of a sudden, these places that seem so comfortable to me and so familiar to me and so pleasurable to me, all of a sudden, something's changing on the inside of me. It was the word that had grabbed hold of my heart and was starting to melt away the old pattern and the old form and the old fashion that I had, you know, come up under. And I found myself, and then all of a sudden, you know, some of my friends heard me, you know, talk about, well, you know, I don't really feel like going. What do you mean you don't feel like going? We always go here. We always do this. We always, well, I don't know. I was a little sheepish about it at first, but then I had a fess up and said, well, I'm going to study my Bible.
Tune in tomorrow afternoon at 2 for More Than Conquerors with Pastor Ray. If today's message was a blessing to you, ask for your free CD of the broadcast for a gift of any amount to help support this radio ministry. Just mail your request with your check to More Than Conquerors or MTC, P.O. Box 8187, White Plains, New York, 10602. Be sure to include the date of the message you're requesting. If ordering a complete Bible study series, a minimum love offering of $20 is appreciated. Identify the series and include the word series in your order. If you missed any of the hundreds of inspiring, life-changing Bible study messages of encouragement taught by Pastor Ray on this More Than Conquerors radio station, such as those on salvation, healing, miracles, faith, forgiveness, and many more, podcast downloads of all these programs are yours free of charge by simply going to PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com and clicking on podcasts. That's podcasts at either Pastor Ray NY. wmcny.com or wmca.com. Thank you for listening to and supporting this ministry of God-centered lessons of integrity and victory from the Word of God, and being ever mindful that, as life's challenges come, God's Word is truth and will always impact our lives in a positive way in making us more than conquerors.